Good morning, and welcome to the Holy Rosary program. 60 minutes of prayer, music, and reflection from the rich storehouse of Roman Catholic tradition. Join us now as we praise God and honor our Blessed Mother Mary with petitions for world peace, peace in our country, but most importantly, peace in our families. Today is Sunday, September the 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2020, and the Church celebrates the 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time. As I look upon the Catholic calendar, I see a number of great feasts that so many of us enjoy. For some of us, we had a great celebration on Saturday as we celebrated the Most Holy Name of Mary, and a little bit earlier in the week, we celebrated the birth of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And this week, of course, there are a number of great feasts, but I think of Monday's feast day, which is the Feast of the Triumph of the Cross. And so we have much to rejoice, especially in the cross and the great victory that our Lord won for us over Satan and evil when he gave his life up for us on the cross. And so as we pray the glorious mysteries of the Holy Rosary this morning with Father Kevin Scallon, let us rejoice in the cross and let us appreciate the great love of the Blessed Virgin Mary in our lives. So may I invite you now to pick up your rosary beads and pray along with me and Father Kevin Scallon the glorious mysteries of the Holy Rosary.
Coming to the glorious mysteries, we contemplate the resurrection and ascension of Jesus, the birth of the Church at Pentecost, and the Lord's glorification of Mary, the Mother of Jesus. In these mysteries are contained the hope of every broken life and every wounded spirit.
Jesus, Son of God, born to set us free.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. The third day he rose again from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The five glorious mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary. The first glorious mystery, the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. We pray for healing from hopelessness and despair. Lord, how often have we lived in the fear that nothing could ever change? But your coming forth from the tomb has transformed everything. Now we know that there is reason for hope and joy. You are risen, and so are we. Now we know that there is an end to darkness, to pain, to sickness and sorrow, to anguish of spirit, to burdensome guilt and fearful memories. Now we know that our sorrow will be turned into joy, because you, Lord Jesus, are risen from the dead. Alleluia. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy.
Come home.
The second glorious mystery, Jesus ascends into heaven. Our faith tells us that Jesus, our healer, is found in the sacraments. Lord, in your ascension, you took our poor human nature into heaven. Your human visible presence has now passed into the sacraments. Before, you were seen with the human eye. Now, you are seen with the eyes of faith. We see your life in those born again of water and the Holy Spirit. We know your mercy in repentance and reconciliation, the touch of your hands in the anointing of the sick. We sense your presence with parents and their children. In vessels of clay, we meet you as shepherd and living head of your body, the church. And always we recognize you in the breaking of bread. Lord Jesus, what more could you have done to make yourself present to us? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy.
The third glorious mystery, the descent of the Holy Spirit. We ask the Holy Spirit to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Holy Spirit, at Pentecost, you came upon the apostles and transformed them completely. Look upon us, Holy Spirit, and see how powerless we are over sin and suffering. Come to us, Holy Spirit, for without you we are dead. Help us, Holy Spirit, to live fully the grace of our baptism. Heal the pain of our bodies. Enlighten the darkness of our souls. Give new life to our spirits. Holy Spirit, Help us to experience Jesus living within us as our Savior and our Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy.
The fourth glorious mystery, Mary is taken up into heaven, the healing power of hope. Sometimes we fear that this life might be all there is. We live a few years and then we die. Mary, it is in your glorious going into heaven that we find new hope in the resurrection. In your human nature, body and soul, you are now in glory. And you have taken with you all our fears, our despair of salvation, our cynical pride about life's meaning, our denial of sin, our refusal to believe. Virgin, gentle in mercy, prepare our hearts to receive your Son in everyone for as long as we live, and may we be with him for all eternity. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy.
The fifth glorious mystery, the coronation of Mary in heaven. We ask for the wisdom to find healing in doing God's will. Many are the frustrations of human life, the glittering career that turned to dust, the family which promised so much, the wealth that brought only misery, the poverty that made God into an enemy. Mary, when you said, "Be it done unto me according to your word," you lived that word all your life. Blessed Holy Mother, teach me again and again how to do God's will. Your life has taught me that with the Lord there is no such thing as an ordinary life. May it be that when at last the veil is lifted from my life, I may, like you, receive a crown of glory. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy.
Sweetness and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life, grant, we beseech thee, that meditating upon these mysteries in the most holy rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise, through the same Christ our Lord. May the divine assistance remain always with us.
And may the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.
Thank you for joining us in this wonderful prayer. Never forget that Our Lady of the Rosary is deeply interested in the healing of everyone. She is our mother and our friend, who constantly pleads with her Son on behalf of all of her children. May you always find her near you in all your joys and sorrows, and may she lead you into the presence of Jesus, her Son. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you forever.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen.
Sunday morning to you all. You're listening to the Holy Rosary program here on FM 98.5 CKWR. I'm your host, Al Smith, and I want to thank you for joining me this morning to pray the Holy Rosary together. Well, it was an eventful week for so many students and teachers and parents, and we're all kind of recouping after the first week of school, and Again, lots of prayer requests have come in, of course, to the prayer line, and many are anxious, and we're all trying to sort out things. And so prayer is very important, so let's keep praying as best we can for everyone. And let us pray for a resolution. You know, it was only, seems like 6 months ago, we were in a time of prosperity, and everything was just moving along beautifully. And then, of course, COVID came into our lives. So let us pray for a healing of our country. Again, we pray for health and wellness for everyone, both physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental. I mean, it takes all forms, of course, our health, that we pray that God will bless us in all these areas. So, all right. We, of course, are celebrating a great feast coming up on Monday, the Feast of the Triumph of the Cross. And I know that feast very well because it is the day that my good wife and I got married. So whenever the Feast of the Triumph of the Cross comes up, we always know it's our anniversary. And again, I think of how many people have shared over the years the great power that the cross has meant in their life. Many people, of course, have beautiful crucifixes in their home. And I remember the time when it seemed like every school had a crucifix in every room. Every Catholic home had crucifixes throughout their homes. And even many other people of faith had crucifixes throughout their houses. And it was a sign of our faith. And yet the crucifix seems to be disappearing in society. And so I know that I've given many lectures over the years, and I bring to the attention of the audience the writings of the Venerable Archbishop Sheen, and he said that the reason why the crucifix is disappearing from society is that the crucifix convicts people. They realize that their sin had something to do with putting Jesus on the cross, because our Lord did come into this earth to die for our sins. And so when we look upon a crucifix, we cannot help but realize we had something to do with it. We have a sense of guilt. And so, again, this is why so many say that the crucifix offends them. They feel uncomfortable. Yet, we have to really look at the crucifix for what it is. It's God loving us so much that he died on the cross for us. So we need to remind ourselves of God's great love and have crucifixes in our homes, in many of us, for in our pockets. So many people carry a small crucifix in their pocket to remind them of the Lord's great love for them. And in fact, when we pray our rosaries, we have the opportunity to look upon a crucifix every time we hold a rosary in our hands. So let us glory in the cross. All right. Thinking of a few other things, of course, thank you to everyone who has been encouraging me. I'm sometimes people call me an internet rock star, in the sense that I have more popularity, I think, on the internet than I do through my radio show. But again, there are 50,000 pilgrims that are experiencing the spiritual rosary pilgrimage. And I'm one of the speakers of the at the pilgrimage, and I've been leading the rosary a number of times each week, and this is all online, so of course you can Google it and just type in spiritual rosary pilgrimage, and you'll find the links to many of the videos and teachings. And they brought in all the big stars, the Dr. Scott Hahn, Dr. Ralph Martin, Father Calloway, Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers, all the EWTN people that you know and love, Tim Staples from Catholic Answers, Dr. Ed Shree, they're all giving meditations and reflections on the rosary. So it's kind of a who's who of the Catholic Church. And again, they invited yours truly to give three talks during this conference. So I just kind of share from the heart the power of the rosary, along with a meditation on Our Lady's seven times that she spoke in sacred scripture. So please, if you can find us on the web, please do so. And of course, continue to pray for the success of this spiritual rosary pilgrimage. All right, it is that time during our hour of prayer that we pick up our rosary beads once again and pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. So please join me in this beautiful prayer.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Divine Mercy Chaplet. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail, Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and the blood, soul and divinity.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. divinity of your dearly beloved.
Good Sunday morning to you all. You're listening to the Holy Rosary program here on FM 98.5 CKWR. I'm your host, Al Smith, and I want to thank you for joining me this morning to pray the Holy Rosary and the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. I really enjoy that sung version and lifts my spirits, and hopefully you're in, the same state of knowing that God is in control and that he is showering his mercies upon us. And the gospel passage today was about a master showering his mercy and forgiving a debt of one of his slaves. And so God forgives us of a great debt, and let us remember that. And let us rejoice, especially in the cross. And so everyone have a great week. Let us continue to pray for one another. And so until next time, may the Lord continue to bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord look upon you kindly and bring you peace.
Family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We establish orphanages and help the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other institution. We developed the scientific method and founded the college system. We defend the dignity of human life and uphold marriage. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church, with over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith. Jesus started our church when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are a rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." So if you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. We are Catholic. Welcome home.